Alright, time for another draft. Physics.com. Debate physics also, but again, .com. But, again, the debate is so thin. There's no real arguments, nothing addressing any of the points made, really. I mean, this is a free energy argument. Standard physics is clearly on the side of, yeah, there is free energy, we just can't collect it. You know, it never works. So it's the Mythbusters thing. You know, they actually do the experiment and, hey, it didn't come out right. Oh, well, so what? Let's move on. You know, it's pathetic. All right, so I will do some Brozo. He has posted again a bunch of old crap videos that he made a while ago, and he didn't really feel like posting them, so he didn't, and now he's posting them all because he feels somehow empowered, but they're so pathetically stupid, and they prove me right, frankly. So I'll just show that. Oh, he's just so stupid. Anyway, all right, so some asshole, we'll just say asshole number one, asshole number two, whatever. You need to upload videos to YouTube. So just think about what you're saying. You're saying that people who are interested in the subject of physics, that's really all I'm really interested in, is somebody capable of making a physics argument. I'm really not interested in people who go like you, just stick their tongue out and go, that's not very interesting. It's not very useful. So I'm not interested. So you're really saying to me that people who are interested in the subject of physics really can't go to any other website. They have to stay on YouTube. They don't know how to do it. They can't figure it out. They're too lazy. I mean, what are the excuses you're making? I'm just saying, even if Brozo made all his videos on another website, I would clearly be interested enough to go to the other website. It really wouldn't be a big burden. It wouldn't stop me from playing his videos. I mean, obviously, I don't listen to all his videos, okay? I mean, the ones he's doing just for whatever, his clown videos, yeah, who bothers? But the ones where he claims to be proving something, okay. But I'm just saying, you know, and that's Brozo's videos. Imagine if it was a real scientist who had something real to say. I mean, if Veritasium's videos were not on YouTube, I would go wherever they are to watch them because they're well produced anyway. And generally speaking, they have some good physics in them. So, I mean, I don't even understand your point. It doesn't make any sense. What is so special about YouTube? It's, you know, you're thinking as some social media thing. I'm not doing social media, jackass. I'm doing specific physics arguments. Okay, that's all it is. It's this one thing. You're supposed to talk about the one thing. You're not supposed to say, hello, how you doing, blah, 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 no. Anyway, if you expect people to actually respond, no. So again, if somebody actually had a response, I think they can figure out, they have email, they have the place you just posted, and they have the YouTube comments section. Now, if they can't be reasonably polite, that's right, they're not going to survive in the YouTube comments section. Just a fact. I'm not going to tolerate a bunch of fucking bullshit insults. All right, I don't have to tolerate it. I have no reason to tolerate it because I'm not going to respond to them, okay? I'm not going to sit there and go through these comments and sit there and write little witty responses to, did you take your medication today? No, I'm not going to bother with that shit. So if you can't do better than that, well then, yeah, you're not going to comment on YouTube. But if you have an argument to make, clearly I'm giving you an opportunity to make it and you still can't make an argument. You're just making the argument from, your feet are too big. I mean, this is not relevant in any way. Okay, it's not a physics argument in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Most don't go to your website. Right, so most aren't interested enough. You don't think physics, it requires a little bit of interest. I mean, physics isn't, you're not talking about wallpaper or something. You know, where almost anybody can be an expert. You know, it is a specific subject that requires a, you know, it's almost like talking, you could all argue that people can talk about what kind of car they like, and then mechanics can talk about what kind of car runs better. You know, they're different conversations. All right. So they're not seeing these new arguments. There's no new arguments. These are all the same arguments redone over and over and over again. So let's not pretend that the videos on YouTube don't contain exactly the same arguments I'll be making in this video. Of course they will. I'm just phrasing them different. There's little specific pieces that change that need to be, you know, adjusted and all that kind of crap. But they're substantially exactly the same arguments, okay? The argument hasn't changed in 2 years. The argument is MV squared is silly religion. That's its invention. It was never tested, okay? It's a fable, and it's a free energy formula. It's overtly basically stating of physics believes in free energy. I mean, they you can't say, I believe in the conservation of momentum and MV squared. No, those two things aren't compatible. And they're on their face not compatible. It's moronic to say they can coexist. They can't. Momentum doesn't mean anything if you believe kinetic energy is a real thing. And vice versa, okay? If you believe momentum is a real thing, there's just no room for kinetic energy. It's baby talk. All right. These new arguments or videos. Right, so first off, they're not new arguments. They're just regurgitations that I have to do because you morons keep saying, I don't understand. I mean, it's right here. Do you still maintain to lift a mass 4 times as high does not take 4 times the energy? Yes, of course, I still maintain it. Yes. Yes, because it's a fact. Okay, it's a fact that you use less rocket fuel per mile the further you shoot for. The faster you take off, the less energy you'll use per mile. Fact. Okay. Anyway. Arguments or videos. I know you don't like that, so there's nothing to say about it. I don't care. I don't care. See, the whole point is I've offered big money to people to make counter arguments. What I have proven is they're despicable cowards, okay? The baldy cats, the Cyan Man Dan, they're all despicable cowards. All right, but it's not going to change. Well, we'll see what changes and when it changes and how it changes, but it will change, okay? Because guess what? Your physics is a pile of shit, okay? Light isn't bent twice as much by gravity. Okay, and you don't have any evidence that it is, all right? And there is no kinetic energy, and there is no bent space, and all that gravitational wave horse shit, matter turning into whatever, bent space, it's all bullshit, okay? You believe in a bunch of frickin' hobgoblins and gooby bears, okay? You're living in a Smurfy physics. It's not real physics. So fuck you, idiot. All right, so here's... I gotta say, his video here, it's okay, so we'll go to this stupid video where he has a bent lever. Oh, how fascinating. That's gonna prove something. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Only about 3.5 minutes makes a convincing argument to somebody who is completely an idiot. I mean, it can only convince somebody who doesn't understand that the whole point of the lever, you know, when you're using it in gravity, is that you're creating an oscillator by storing the energy in gravity. That's why it oscillates. So if you don't understand that pendulums are gravity devices, then you're too stupid for the conversation. And clearly Brozo doesn't really understand that. He doesn't understand that this is a conversation about storing energy in oscillators. Okay, makes a convincing argument that your lever argument is flawed. Well, it really doesn't come close to doing that. Well, here's a big pile of crap. Look at that big pile of crap. All right. Why don't people post links to experiments to you anymore? Well, they didn't do it in the past either. I'm the one who found the Professor Lewin video, frankly. Okay? I'm the one who's found most of the links. And so the only links they were posting for a while were when we were all searching for the Lewin experiment, you know, another version of it that was a better quality. And what we found was a bunch of mixed results, frankly. And frankly, I think the one at the high school, you know, where the lady's not trying to force the results, is about the most convincing and well done of the bunch, and it proves me 100% correct. So, because you'll just deny them. So, I don't just deny them. I explain why, okay? So, that's, again, you just have to always lie, right? Now, they haven't debunked any of the experiments I've shown. So they didn't explain why that high school video is broken. You know, why her results are not good results. They didn't explain the Mythbusters thing. Have you heard a single response regarding the Mythbusters video that clearly shows, that completely debunks all of the 1700 clay experiments? I mean, it just blows them up. It's a much better clay experiment. And it's completely decisive in the sense that the results are unambiguous. The cars themselves. So even if you say, fuck the clay, and you just look at the cars themselves, they did it with full-grown cars and smashed them into each other. And the results are glaringly obvious that there's no sign of your kinetic energy. There's no sign of the 10-ton, you know, the 5-ton train going 10 miles an hour making a wreck out of the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour. There's no sign of it. Moron. Idiot. So anyway, I'm not denying anything. I'm arguing, and I've made good arguments pointing out huge flaws in Brozosian methods. Okay? And it's just a fact. And I'll do it again some more in this video. Just like you've denied everything regarding the double slit experiment. Denied what? That I'm 100% correct. That I've basically decisively proven it over and over again. It 100% works. Considering the surfaces as the sources, the geometry works perfectly. It's perfect geometry. And your wave theory doesn't work at all then, because you have to explain how the wave is formed over half of the open surface and then half of the closed surface. It doesn't make any sense at all that a wave would form in that location. So I win again. Boom. I mean, huge win. I mean, really, the double slit experiment compared to Feynman's complete horseshit of an explanation. I mean, I've made it so clear, you know, what the real mechanism is and explained the real double slit pattern, for example, where you've evaded the real double slit experiment by playing games like, well, if you make the slits infinitesimally small, yeah, if you remove the point sources from the equation, then you don't have to worry about them. I mean, it's such a decisively better argument than yours. You're such a liar. I mean, to sit there and say regarding the double slit, to throw that in when I have added so much more insight into the how that pattern is formed, it just blows you out of the water. Okay, general relativity, quantum mechanics, etc. Yes, obviously, I've pointed out how you don't have any evidence for your general relativity. All you have evidence for is that atomic clocks can also be broken like any other clock. They have you can make them fluctuate in how they tell time. They're not indestructible clocks. All right. You'll generate endless nonsensical excuses of bullshit. Yes, that's your opinion. It's pretty stupid and ignorant, but whatever. That only makes sense within your own mind. Well, we'll see over time whose mind they make sense to. All right, we'll see if you're going to stay stupid for another decade or two decades. We'll see how long you stay ignorant and stupid and belligerently a religious kook. Because that's all you have, is your faith. You don't understand any of this physics. You just have faith. And you're such a coward because you won't even make your insults face to face. You're such a gutless coward. Okay, don't match up with reality and are only generated to keep your personal Jesus narrative. So again, I'm arguing the evolution theory. You're the ones with the little fake magic squared velocity trick. And again, out of the mouth of your hero, Leibniz, who said your physics is too atheist. So clearly you're not going to be able to use that Jesus argument when you're the one sitting there with your Muslim towers preaching your sermons. You know, from a guy, again, couldn't be sounding more like an Ayatollah. Your physics is too atheist. That's a direct quote. Okay, you're going to narrative going that you're the next big thing. Well, it's not about me being anything. It's about your physics being wrong. And it's wrong because of exactly what you're doing. Because you're a bunch of stupid, ignorant sheeple that just eat whatever they tell you. Whatever they tell you, you just eat it. Whatever the little speaker of the house or little Trumpy or what this, doesn't matter. You just take, you eat it, eat it, eat it. You eat whatever shit they put on your plate. You're like a little tiny kid and you can't make any choices of yourself by yourself. You can't make any decisions by yourself. You just do whatever they tell you. Ugh, you're pathetic as a human being. Why am I commenting about your psyche and not your arguments? Yes, why are you wasting everybody's time, okay, talking absolute bullshit when you should be making what's called a physics argument? You should be making a technical argument about some kind of mechanical process that's taking place in the universe where I have somehow said something that's incorrect. And you're supposed to point out how I'm wrong. And you're supposed to explain how you know I'm wrong and how the evidence proves I'm wrong. And here's an example of the evidence that proves me wrong. And you don't have any of that. Okay. Because it's only thing useful about your videos at this point. Well, again, your opinion is useless to me at this point. Or at any point, frankly. I mean, I wouldn't have even started this channel if I could be scared by little insults from turds like you. Yeah, obviously, I couldn't give a shit what you think because I already know you're an idiot. Okay, so yes, I do know I'm smarter than you. I do know I should ask myself before I ask anybody else whether I should do something or not do something, that my opinion is probably going to be better than any of you morons. All right, examining just how deep you've gone into this delusion. And again, so there's just no explanation of what the delusion is. Okay, I don't believe in little wavicles, and I don't believe in little sparkly free energy. Yeah, that's the delusion. I don't believe free energy is a viable idea. Okay, and how nothing will be able to pull you out because your entire self-worth is tangled up in it. So again, that's just more bullshit. I was the same person 10 years ago before I started the channel that I am now. There's no change except, yes, I decided to argue two different pieces of reality. One on the philosophical side that you people are all religious kooks and full of shit with your silver lining horseshit about what life is. And the other argument is you can't even get mechanics of the universe correct. You have to turn that into wooey baby talk nonsense also. Pretty colors, look at the stars. It's all little wanky crap. You people are entertained by absolute shit. Okay? It's all over. I haven't watched TV in 30 fucking years. Because you can't do anything normal humans do because it's tainted by being putridly infantile. You have thousands upon thousands of videos invested. So I'm obviously, really, they're not investments. They're debris, okay? They really are. It's just debris, all right? Because it is the same argument, just restated, refined, some effort made to, you know, say it more clearly and more perfectly, but that's all you can do on this planet. You're all morons, and the fact is you don't understand anything. You don't even know what words are, barely. So from forming sentences that are capable of communicating with you is almost an impossible task, because you'll never learn the language. You'll always be dumb, okay? Dumb. You can't even get the words right. Okay, and like I said, there's literally nothing that you'll accept that proves you wrong. And literally there's nothing. You have provided nothing that should prove me wrong. I'd be an imbecile to be convinced by the fraud and fakery of Brozo. Okay, so yeah, that doesn't convince me. And I have more than enough evidence arguing against any of that evidence. There's plenty of evidence on the other side pointing out the obvious. I mean, I don't even need a counter evidence to Eddington's experiment because now we have such a proof that it's crap. Because in all of this time, the 40 years we've been in space, nothing. 400 times better resolution from space and you don't need an eclipse. And they've never done the experiment? I think that speaks for itself. Okay, any counter-argument will be immediately rejected. No, it'd be rejected with a piece of logic. You think it's realistic to believe that in the 40 years that NASA has really owned space, I mean, been quite efficient in playing with it, that they haven't been able to take a medium resolution camera and photograph a little bit of space next to the sun. Because that's all they need from space. All they have to do is take one satellite and for 10 minutes point it to a little bit of black space next to the sun, and that's it. And they can't do that. In 40 years, they haven't done that. And it's one of the most famous experiments in the history of science. Yeah, and that's a believable argument. No, the believable argument is they did it and it didn't work and they said, ah, fuck it. Just like they always do. If it didn't come out the way they want it, it's like a Brozo video. You'll never see it. All right, you've demonstrated this over and over and over again. Any argument, so you haven't made any argument. Where's your argument that bullets have twice the joules of energy? Where's your evidence that they do? Where's your, like the spaceship argument? You really believe it? You know, you really think that's the way reality works? That the gun can produce either 2,002 joules or it can produce just two? Well, four. If I put two guns inside of each other, only 4 joules. But if I put a bullet in the gun, I get 2,000 joules. You think that's realistic science? Well, I think it's horse shit. Okay, any piece of experimental evidence. So again, where is it? Show me the Mythbusters clip. Link me to your evidence. I've said it over and over again. Link me to it. And all you link to is bullshit, Brozo, lies and distortions and horseshit and smell and turd. I mean, he's bouncing turds off of each other. He doesn't do experiments. He's playing in his poo-filled sandbox. Okay. anything that isn't in line with your theory will reject and deny. So again, it's just more lies. It's clear. I'm saying, go ahead, show me. There's the Julius Sumner guy, did lots of little experiments. Show me the one that proves kinetic energy. Any person on the internet, go ahead, show me the Veritasium video that proves kinetic energy. Show me one video by any scientist proving kinetic energy. Go ahead, show it. Did Physics Girl do any experiments? Oh, no, she didn't. She just talked shit. She just talked, oh, yeah, you know, 5-ton trains have twice the energy because Physics Girl says so. Where did she show that? Where's your experiment? Oh, that's right, you don't have an experiment, shit for brain. You have nothing. So again, this big lie that they've shown any experimental evidence. You have no experimental evidence. No video of an 8-pound ball, bowling ball going twice as fast, annihilating a stack of pins with twice the energy. No video of even it. Nothing. You have nothing. And again, I have Mythbusters anyway. I can show you the two cars and say, look, no evidence of mv squared there. And I show you the wads of clay and no evidence of mv squared there. Why not? What did they do wrong? Why don't you explain it to me? What did they do wrong? Why didn't their experiment work? I'm listening. Yeah. No, you're the coward. All right, anything that isn't in line with your theory, you will reject and deny. In your deluded mind, you're saying, well, derp, it's because they're not good arguments and experiments. Well, I don't say, well, derp. I point out how, well, if your whole lever is oscillating, then the oscillating of the lever is going to be changed. You're not going to have the same period. A compound pendulum does not oscillate at the same speed as a pendulum is not compound. Duh. I make actual arguments. I don't go derp. You're derping. Okay? What did the Mythbusters do wrong? You're derping. You don't even have the courage to type derp. Okay? But that's all you do is you derp. You're the one dumping. You're the one bailing out. You're the one running away. Answer the question, fucktard. I mean, again, I've asked the same questions for 2 years. All of the arguments, I've made them over and over and over again. and you have provided nothing. Okay. When in reality, it's your theory that's wrong. No? Question mark? Yeah, no. What a coincidence that all the experiments that you deny and are done badly just happen to clash with your theory. And likewise for you. Isn't it interesting that all of the arguments I have made that destroy your theory, you haven't countered with a single peep? You haven't explained at all. Okay. Well, all the experiments you short just happen to align with it. So again, I don't even do that, frankly. I mean, most of my arguments are theoretical arguments. I'm arguing that you have to be able to understand it can't theoretically come out any other way. I mean, some of that's based on experiment. The fact that we know levers are momentum conversion devices, okay? Levers have been around for thousands of years. We would have figured it out if they were free energy machines. If you could actually convert the momentum into free energy. So if kinetic energy just on its face was real, you'd understand that anytime you convert one momentum into another momentum, that you would end up making free energy or destroying energy. There's no other choice because of that V squared. So you're telling me for thousands of years people used levers and they didn't realize they were making free energy and that they could just make a machine to make free energy and we wouldn't have to burn any fuels. And you're saying we couldn't figure that out in thousands of years? That's the theoretical problem you have to get over. Is levers are, by kinetic energy, a lever is free energy. There's just no denying it. It converts heavy slow motion into fast light motion. And by doing so, makes more joules of energy. Just like the gun and the bullet. The gun goes away with 2 joules of energy. The bullet leaves with 2,000 joules of energy. You don't understand how that's a real problem for you to explain in terms of how did the universe do that? Because it's basically saying again to you overtly, that's free energy. Because if I have 2 guns facing each other, I only get 4 joules of energy out of the explosion. And somehow if I have the bullet come out of the gun, I get 2,002 joules. That's free energy shit for brain. just amazing. All right, the determining factor for whether you support an experiment or evidence is whether or not it aligns with your theory. That's it. And how are you demonstrating anything different? How is Despar demonstrating anything different? How is Brozo showing anything different? How is anybody who's arguing anything in science doing anything different than that? Of course, I'm using the evidence that supports my argument. Of course I am. And unlike you, I am explaining why the counter evidence is a pile of steaming shit. So again, just lie some more that I haven't gone through Brozo's experiments and explained in every fucking instance where his mistakes are. And I have. Okay. You will, every time, choose your theory over reality. So more bullshit. You have no reality. You have no clue what reality is. All right, and you are so deep in delusion, you already said this, and unself-aware, so whatever that means, what does that mean? What does that little baby talk piece of crap mean? Unself-aware. Oh, you mean I don't have a second brain that tells me that my first brain is wrong? Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't have one of those. So that must be one of your other scientific delusions that there's actually some other person inside of the person that could tell the person, you're wrong, you know. Fuck you. Yeah, that will never understand or acknowledge this. Of course I'll never acknowledge it. I'll use it in my old age. I will read this and laugh and laugh and laugh and just point out how God, it really is such a shithole. Why didn't we? I mean, they should have had you really should be aborting people at maybe 35 even. Some people need to be aborted at 35 because they're proving they don't bother doing the brain thing. You know, they might as well be brain dead, okay, because their brain is so dishonest and so full of shit. And you're just obviously full of shit. You have no argument. You're just a religious kook, okay? Just babbling from your Koran, okay? That's all you're doing. All right, anyway, that's it. You can go back to proving me right now. And exactly who are you and how did I prove you right? Where in any of this tripe did you make an argument of any kind about any subject whatsoever? Oh, that's right, you didn't. You just wasted my time and you wasted anybody watching this video's time in a sense. I mean, it's good for me to be able to point out just how vacuous the argument is, okay? To point out that you can't even pay them to debunk me, okay? They can't provide any real evidence of anything. They can't link to a real experiment ever, okay? So they have such nothing, and yet they talk with this arrogance. And they have nothing. They have no argument skills. They can't even make the theoretical argument. Ugh, pitiful. Alright, so off to the Brozosian bullshit. Alright, we should be back. Alright, so this is the 3-minute video the guy linked to that said this was somehow a convincing argument about anything. And it's just such a nonsense waste of time. I mean,
this kind of speaks for itself, I think, doesn't it, really? Obviously, it only does its balancing thing.
So it doesn't speak for anything, okay, except Brozo knows how to waste a lot of time. So clearly the whole argument being made is to create one of these oscillators, okay? All you're doing is trying to find where you're putting the energy, right? So the idea is it's all about gravity. You're just taking the energy from one side, gravitational energy, and you're pushing it into the other side and then moving it back and forth. Now, obviously, I say gravity doesn't have any energy, blah, 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 blah. It's not potential energy. It's not all of that crap technically. But the point is yes, that's how gravity does, in fact, work. So you're just pushing the objects into different gravities, okay? And by doing so, storing the energy. And so what is this bent lever going to do? Is it going to move objects up and down? No, it's moving objects sideways. So why it looks different is just because you're moving the object sideways more than you're moving the object up and down. So obviously its motion is erratic compared to a more standard lever that makes it more obvious that you're pushing up and pushing down. So the lever, the standard lever, isn't perfect. It's still rotating. But the fact is it's doing a lot more in this up and down direction than it's doing in this direction. So the fact is that for most oscillations within this plane, okay, you have a maximum of motion up and down and a minimum of motion side to side. He's just changing that relationship and saying, look, isn't this interesting? No, it has nothing to do with anything. You can't store energy sideways. There's no storage sideways. You can only store up. That's where the gravitational potential works. So he doesn't even understand how the battery, in this case, how you put energy in the battery. You can't put energy in the battery by going sideways. So he's that stupid. He still doesn't understand the whole reason why it oscillates is because you are storing the energy using gravity as a storage device.
If the side with a half mass further out, yeah. But the fact that it's curved doesn't make a difference, does it? It's still the same thing. Now,
it's not the same thing. I mean, this side is obviously longer than half the distance of this side. So clearly, it's not the same thing.
The parapolio and everybody else. Is this still a lever, in your opinion?
So the distinction between the word lever and pendulum, in my opinion, isn't very useful beyond recognizing the Newton's cradle argument. Pendulums can't convert one momentum into another using different masses. I can't make a Newton's cradle if I use different masses. Levers can do the conversion. So levers are a double pendulum, and they're basically converting the motion on one pendulum into the motion in the other pendulum. So it's doing the conversion. So the impact, you can't do it through impact. You have to do the conversion through the rod of the lever. So yes, you could argue that, you know, levers are double pendulums in a sense, but the more important key fact is that levers can convert momentums. They can take a heavy object going slow and give all of its energy to a light object going fast. It can make the complete conversion, where banging pendulums into each other won't work.
I still think this is a lever. You could use it as a lever, yes. But...
then it's a lever. You could argue anything you can use as a lever is now leverized. If you can use something as a car, it's a car.
It's behaving like a pendulum, isn't it? It's more obviously a pendulum.
Okay, so again, too silly. So because levers wobble like pendulums, we can call them pendulums. There's really no point in that.
Bet Gary draws his levers.
Okay, I draw my levers for simplicity. They are not schematics. Any moron who hasn't seen levers drawn as teeter-totters, okay, hasn't been on Earth very long. Okay, I'm using a simplified drawing. It's a drawing for simplicity. Too fucking stupid. I made a lever. I showed it the way I did it, okay? And yes, I didn't do it that way, retard, because that would be stupid. It wouldn't be efficient.
He draws them more like this, doesn't he? Gary draws his levers more like they're on top. He draws them more like that, doesn't he, where?
I draw them as balances, because the whole point is they're not made to be levers, they're made to be balances. So again, are we going to play games with this? I mean, this is so stupid, right? The Statue of Liberty is holding a device, a balance. What is it? The little baskets can swing like pendulums. Well, the lever is moving like a lever. I mean, what is this game you're playing with words? Okay, it's about what the fucking machine is capable of doing and what you're really trying to do. And the whole point of me raising the lever as an argument is only in the context of using it as a balance, a conversion device.
The items are on top of the lever and they're above the center of gravity. But when you do that, they just topple over and go back to being a pendulum. That's the way they naturally go. They
won't naturally do that if you actually balance it. So it's like an egg. You can balance an egg on its end if you get it right. The fact is it's easy to get it off. But the fact is if you put it on the right place on the lever, it'll balance. It'll stay there, idiot. So again, it won't naturally tip over unless you put the center of the mass in the wrong location. But if you actually put it in the right place, it will it'll stay there. You can balance anything on the head of a pin. You just have to make sure you put it in exactly the right place, moron.
Just go back to being the pendulum. They topple over. They want to hang underneath. The thing Gary draws...
okay, they want to hang underneath. Wrong again. They don't have any place to go when you hang them down. There is no place to go, so they're still failing as a balance, but it doesn't matter because they can't go anywhere. They can't fall anywhere.
Doesn't want to behave the way Gary wants it to behave. It wants to behave like a pendulum fundamentally.
Whatever. This is just baby talk. It wants to behave like a pendulum.
That's what it is.
Right, the teeter-totter flips right over. Haven't you seen that with kids? Like they put terrible signs on them like this teeter-totter has killed millions of children. Because they tend to flip right upside down and smash the kids into the ground. Yeah. Happens all the time. No, I don't think it does. Wait, let me think. Well, that doesn't happen, right? So what the fuck is he talking about? Yeah, that's right. He's talking shit.
So next question. Is this lever or pendulum? Lever or pendulum?
Well, it's clearly got two objects, so it's not a standard pendulum. So it'd be kind of stupid to call it a pendulum because it's not really a pendulum. But again, if you made it a straight bar and put the other end up here, then is it a pendulum? Because yes, there's lots of pendulums made that way. Okay, lots of them have a stick that comes out of the top of the pendulum. Okay, but what's the point of this? Is this a semantics argument going to solve something? Oh, no, it's not. I've actually called levers pendulums in my videos. The video where I'm actually have a pendulum and I'm showing the pendulum oscillating. Oh, I actually called it a pendulum. I didn't call it a lever. You idiot. So again, the semantics is so useless. Who cares? This is a video that's supposed to be convincing. And how's it convincing? So clearly, all you've done by bending the stick is now the motion is more in these directions than in this direction. So that's all you've done, is added a bunch of motion in the direction that isn't doing anything, that isn't storing energy and gravity. That's all you've did. You haven't accomplished anything else, and that convinces you. Oh, okay. Then you're really stupid.
Lever or pendulum? Is it a lever or is it a pendulum? Lever or pendulum? Which is it? Lever or pendulum? Lever or pendulum? Which is it?
So this is convincing. That's
a lever or a pendulum.
So somebody found this interesting?
To make it work the way Gary draws it.
This retard. Somebody on Earth found this interesting. This is a good science video. This moron saying lever or pendulum. And arguing that somehow I drew this.
That part of the so-called lever always sits on top of a triangular fulcrum, doesn't it? Can't do that. The only way this...
Yeah, you can. And scales do it all the time. So again, there's scales. So they actually have a fulcrum, a little pivot, and a little notch in the scale. And all they do is they have a stops, so the scale can't do something stupid. Because the whole idea is you're just using it to do this. You're not using it for some other purpose. So if you put the wrong amount of weight on, yeah, it doesn't flip like this because you put a stop on it. Because that's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to balance. You're using it as a balance. You're trying to show that this mass in this location is the same as this mass in this location. And that's all you're doing it for. That's all you're using it for. You're not making some other proof about how it'll function if you put a duck on one side and an elephant on the other side. Well, you're not comparing ducks and elephants, you retard. So again, this is just so stupid.
Because if you suspend it, so, is that a lever or a pendulum? Well, quite obviously, if I wanted to use this as a lever, I could do. I could say, well...
Yeah, you can't, because you're going to be moving both objects in the same direction, retard. You're going to be moving both objects into gravity, and then both objects will be falling out of gravity. They're both going the same direction, retard, so you can't oscillate in any normal fashion. It has to oscillate. Both of them have to oscillate in the same directions, you jerk. So it's clearly not a lever, jerk.
If I wanted to knock this bag of crisps out of the way, using a small motion, change it into a bigger motion, I could move that bit there, make it into a bigger motion, couldn't I? to send that up at a faster rate. So I could use it as a lever, but what I couldn't do.
You can't change the fact that it's the same mass, retard, so you can't change how much energy you're putting into it for how much motion you put into it, because there is no lever here.
There is. But in Gary's model, when we hit the crisp, they stick to the crisp. So the crisps I'm trying to move become part of the system. And that was never agreed, was it?
Where is there any evidence that I said if you hit something into something else, it sticks? So where did that argument come up? What are you talking about?
Well, thank you very much. So if I'm trying to lift a piano and my lever sticks to the piano, it's not very much use as a lever, is it? I think.
So what is he talking about? Is he really trying to compare my theory of how electrons and protons function to how a bag of crisps and a pool ball function? He's really this stupid? He thinks electrons are a bag of crisps?
I think we've kind of lost our marbles if we then consider it a lever, if every time we use it, is it?
So it's obviously not a lever, okay? So he's sitting there playing with whatever this is, but it's obviously not a lever. It's not even a compound pendulum.
It has to stick to the thing that we're using it for. It'd be balmy, wouldn't it?
So obviously he didn't take that from any of the videos on levers, right? I never said levers stick to each other. I never said the objects are stuck. Never said any. I never said if you plow a 10-ton train in, it sticks to the lever or any of that kind of crap. So this is just lies. So that's all he's got. Okay, he's an idiot, and all he can do is lie. So okay. So that was convincing. So this moron thinks that convinced him that there's kinetic energy, and that levers make it, and it's all just fine. Or whatever it convinced him of, that somehow momentum isn't conserved. Oh. But it didn't convince me. Yeah, that's for sure. All right. So this video is the funny one. Now, I did watch another video. It was just a waste of time. What the hell was the subject of it? Is it this one? Oh, the spoon one was just too stupid. So, yeah, nobody should watch that. yeah. But anyway, let's just go to the channel and I'll see which one it was. Where he's like, I finally solved my own something or other, right? This is the stupid one. And it was just such a waste of time because he's basically trying to say that, oh, there's no problem. 10-ton trains going 5 miles an hour have exactly the same energy as 5-ton trains going 10 miles an hour, except the 5-ton train has twice as much energy. So that's what he basically spends 30 minutes getting to that conclusion, which is just so stupid. You're just saying, what the fuck, you idiot? They're not compatible things. Momentum and kinetic energy are not compatible theories. You either have to accept one and reject the other, or vice versa. They don't both work at the same time. So it's like wave-particle duality. You either think like particle or you think like wave in the two different experiments. But if you try to think like both, you're not going to get anywhere. And it's likewise for this stupid kinetic energy horse shit. So it doesn't work that way. And they're clearly overtly opposite theories of what energy is. It's a different definition of an E. You put an E over here and you have either MV or you have 1/2 mv². But you have two different answers to the same question. That's the dilemma. You have to prove one or the other. It's pointless to say they're both right because they're different answers to the same question. Damn, you people are stupid. Damn it, you're stupid. Okay, so which one do we want? Not that one, we just did that piece of shit. So this one, he just basically proves me right. So we'll play that next. I should be back. All right, so we'll draw a little bit first just so you know what we're talking about. So he's apparently using some sort of lever, okay. And he's using a spring of some kind. And assume, okay. And so he pulls the spring back this way, all right, locks it, and then pulls out the lock. So the spring pushes up this way, okay, and pushes on object at one distance and two distances. So twice the mass here, one mass here, all right, and just launches them. Now, there are three ways to do the experiment, both objects on, one object on, or the other object on. All right. Now, he has done this similar experiment before. All right. So I'll just point out that previously he had shot stuff with a spring and claimed that he couldn't get the same spring to make the two mass go twice the velocity of the one mass. So he had to add extra energy. But he did get this one going twice, 2x the velocity. All right, and then the idea was to catch them with another spring. All right, and the results he got, all right, you would predict that this one's supposed to have twice as much kinetic energy, and it should compress the spring twice as much, logic would say. So, but what he got was this ended up being 12 in terms of the push for the two mass, and this ended up being 14. All right, now I would predict they would do it the same because this is 1/2 the mass, so they would compress exactly the same. Obviously, I think the twice the energy prediction would be 24. He claimed it would be 16, so I don't want to make this too complicated. But obviously, I would be predicting 12. The answer was 14. He predicted 16, the 1.4 theory. But I would argue if it has twice the energy, it really should be 24, which he's doing here, sort of. So anyway, the same experiment, and all you really could say was, well, this 14 really could be a 12. Brozosian error, you know. It really is the same amount of spring compression. Certainly way far away from 24. I mean, 14's nowhere even close to 24, very close to 12, blah, blah. You do the math. I'd say the same thing is true in this experiment. It's just the tiny difference he got is just because of the fact that he does experiments shitty. All right, so he does the one mass alone. So it's always the same spring compression, always the same. All right, so you'd say with one mass by itself, okay, out here, should be the same as the two mass in terms of their amount of energy they could have, okay, because of the way you've arranged it. So they should have the same amount of energy, which means this should go half as fast as this goes. So the numbers he got were like 11 and 20, okay? So pretty close, all right? He calls it 1.69, all right, which is really 1.7. All right, and he says that's 1.4, okay? He says there's just an error that caused this 0.7, which is just hilarious. All right, so not even close, really. And if you look at the experiment, I mean, frankly, it looks like this is going twice as fast. And it's so close. I mean, this is really, okay, this is 19.75 or something. All right, this is 11.5 or whatever. But you're saying, yeah, it's really close to being exactly what I would predict, okay, which is this is going twice as fast. And it just makes sense. So then we put both of them on, okay, what, you know, logic says, okay, well, if it's twice the mass, then the net speed should be half as much because it's twice the mass. You know, when you're both on, say this was 9 pounds, this would also be 9 pounds. But the trick is the lever weighs something. So the weight of the lever has to be in every experiment. Now, his excuse for getting this 1.6 was that he should have cut the lever off here because pushing this extra lever slowed this one down. Well, duh. It also slowed this one down. So you have to have the whole lever in all the experiments. That is a control. That control has to be the same for all three experiments. You can't cut the control off and then say, I'm being fair. So he can't even figure that out. So he thinks he would fix this 1.7 and make it a 1.4 if he just cut the lever off, which is just, like I said, too funny. He thinks that would be legitimate. But yes, obviously this is diluting, okay? The energy being consumed moving the lever is energy that the spring can't, isn't producing. So it's diluting the effect of this 9 pounds. So the 9 pounds really has to be, you have to take into account the weight of the lever, which might be 5. And so it's diluting, okay, the addition. So it's making this instead of an 18-pound experiment and a 9-pound experiment, it's really a 28-pound experiment and a, 19-pound experiment. So the difference isn't half anymore. So these things, when you put them both on, you don't get half the speed because the lever is diluting how much of the spring compression you're realizing. But anyway, that's sort of a complex argument, probably goes over most of your heads. Blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't really matter. The important experiment is when he does this by itself, he gets this number. When he does this by itself, he gets this number. And it's damn close to twice the speed, which is exactly what momentum predicts. And it's exactly not what kinetic energy predicts. It's exactly free energy, essentially, because you're arguing the same exact force creates two different amounts of energy. When this is there, it's 100 joules. When this is there, it's 170 joules. Fact. Okay, and that doesn't make any sense. So that's nonsense. It's both 100 here and 100 here. Just half the velocity, half the mass. Twice the velocity, half the mass. Same as half the mass, twice the velocity. Blah, 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 blah. All right, so that should be enough of that. And we'll just show some of it and leave it at that. But, basically the experiment does basically prove me right.
inverse ratio velocities by their respective positions on the lever only have the same momentum, in other words, mass.
Let's understand, it's only exactly the same. It's very close, okay? I mean, like I said, 1.7, okay, that doesn't sound very close, but that just means 11.5 and 19.5. I mean, that's pretty close to half, okay? It's not brilliant, but it's close. And it's certainly a long way away from 1.4, which would actually be 1.4. Which would actually, you know, 1.4, okay? It would be 14, okay? So, I mean, it's pretty far away.
Times velocity, when launched simultaneously, and neither the lever mass or
the force, let's just get to the experiment.
You get totally different results. Four different...
So, it's not totally different, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty close to, you know, within Brozosian error. You're within the 20% error that Brozo is capable of. Especially doing these experiments, because he does them horribly. All right, so excess lever mass probably accounts for not being closer to 1.4. So he's actually thinking that you could do this experiment and cut off the part of the lever, the control, the thing that's supposed to be the same in all experiments, that he could legitimately cut the lever off. I mean, the one liability has the same liability. The one outside here, right, would go faster too. If somehow I could cut the lever in half, and only half the lever was there and half the weight, that would make this one go faster too. They'd both like the advantage of pushing less lever, but you can't cut the control. I mean, it's just too stupid. So, I mean, just because ideally, you know, half the lever could be cut off. I mean, I can't believe he could make an argument this stupid. Obviously, you're cutting the control off. You can't mess with the control, the thing that has to be the same. The spring has to be the same. The lever has to be the same. Those things have to stay the same. You can't do the experiment any other way. I mean, oh, it's just so bogus. He reaches for that desperate out to explain why his results are so much closer. They're so much more close to my prediction than his prediction. I mean, it's so much more. And just like the other experiment, much more closer. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Wasting energy, moving a long length of lever. It doesn't need to be moved.
Yeah, so he says the same shit at the end of the video. It's just kind of funny. They just keep saying the same shit over and over. All right, so let's see. I don't think this is important because he doesn't get to the real experiment yet. So that locks, but he doesn't show the spring side.
Okay, let's do just the green ball first of all.
So he doesn't show the spring side. He just shows the launching side. All right, so, you know, he does the slow motion thing. What he doesn't do is take the clip of the green ball, take the clip of the yellow one, and put them next to each other. Then we could see that the green one is actually going half as fast. All right, just, you know, this is the slow motion image. So let's get back to see if he does the regular speed again. Well, let's do the regular speed.
Okay, so you can see the...
All right, so you can barely see that spring thing. So let's go back to that. So, yeah, I didn't think he showed it, but there's a little tiny clip of it.
We're watching.
Okay, so you can...
Okay, so there's the spring. Okay. So he should have stayed a little longer on that just so we could see the spring. So the spring is pushing the lever. So just understand, whatever the weight of the lever is, it has to push that in all the experiments. So that's a control that all of them have to deal with. I don't know what this two lines for the fulcrum is, but I guess the fulcrum's here. I don't know.
Let's see the...
It's not ideal. You know, when you have two lines... That's not ideal, frankly. This is the fulcrum, or this other line is the fulcrum. Which one was the fulcrum? So we can't be sure he's got even this in the right position, frankly. Can't even be sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's go back and look. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him, you know. So, come on. All right. So he's got two lines for the fulcrum, and the fulcrum starts on the ruler at 9. Okay, so it's 9 notches. And then there's like a different ruler over here, but the notches look to be the same size. So we'll just have to see if it's 9 away. Okay, so that's 1, two, three, four, five, six. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. That's a little bit close, but anyway. I don't know why the ball's there next to a screw. That's not too good there, but that's not where he launches from. So we'll wait till he gets to the launching part. So that's 18. If that's 18, that's where the ball has to be. Okay. So I didn't count these notches, but we'll see. There'll be a better image to use. Oh, shit, you're not seeing any of this. Yeah, sorry. Oh, did I notice that? Would have been a lot more horrible if you didn't notice that. All right, so I'll go back and you can see the spring thing. Not that you really need to, but, you know. My bad, sorry. But this is what you have to do with every one of his videos, that they're just this sloppy, disorganized kind of crap, and you have to sit there and futz around trying to find the... Look, see, this is how much time he spends. It's actually on the screen for, what, 2 seconds? 2 seconds? Yeah, maybe 2 seconds. Yeah, that's it. And then he has a line to two different lines for a fulcrum. You know, not exactly brilliant. All right, this is 18. So all the way out here is 18, he's saying. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it might be okay. So we know it's 6 is up to 6 is okay. The number 6 is the number 6. All right. Yeah, we don't need the sound.
Let's do just the...
Okay, so the 6, 7, 8. Oh, come on. He didn't make this big a mistake, did he? 6, 7, 8. It's on the wrong place. This isn't twice as far as this. So he's missed. I don't know. Well, we won't worry about it. We'll assume it's not a miss because when he launches both of them, he gets pretty close to half and, you know, 50-50. But it still doesn't count right. So you have 9 to here. And so this would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 9 out here. Well, we'll see.
Green ball, first of all.
Okay, so you saw how fast that was. All right, let's do that one more time. So this is the clip he should put next to the other clip.
The green ball, first of all.
I don't even know if it actually went all the way down to the lever when he did that, but whatever. The slow motion shows it all the way down. All right. So we don't even know how much he's slowing these down. So this is obviously much slower than the other one.
Okay.
So we have no idea what the percentages are. So that's the third try, fourth
okay,
try,
four.
Maybe.
Now, so just the yellow half ball.
Now just watch, see how fast that was. I mean, come on, seriously. Yeah, that's twice as fast. I mean, come on. Even in slow motion, it's fast. So if he took those clips and put those two clips next to each other, the green one and the yellow one, he might get numbers that are even worse than the 1.7 number. He did the frame-by-frame counting thing. Now, the frames are, you know, again, depends on how your quality of camera. If it's got variable frame rate, you can't really use counting frames because you're not going to get accurate numbers, as we have found. All right, so that's pretty much the experiment. So you saw it for yourself. Nowhere near the 0.4 extra speed, right? That's not 0.4 faster. That's clearly a lot faster. Okay, it ain't no 0.4 faster. Okay. I mean, that's just insanely faster. All right. I mean, it's just such bullshit that he's still arguing that there's some hope that that's only 1.4 the energy or 1.4 the velocity. It's clearly a lot more than 1.4 the velocity. So, I mean, his theory is dead. It's a decisive proof against his own theory because anything above the 1.4 is free energy. So he's dead. I mean, he's killed his own argument. And like I said, the rest of the video is just him making rationalizations. So we'll just play through
two different speeds of the ball. That situation, a different speed of the ball. in that situation, a different speed.
So the other problem is he's obviously not pushing from the center of the mass, which is always a problem. And you can see the yellow ball doesn't roll at all. It just kind of slides. So there are differences, but they probably don't matter much.
The ball.
But clearly, it's a very short distance to gain the velocity numbers from. So you can understand that those velocity numbers he compiled for 1.7 clearly could have been 1.9 or 2.
Now, it's very important to notice that this is the only situation where there really is a genuine 2-to-1 relationship between the balls.
So he says it's the only situation, but there clearly is an indication that we're very close to 2-to-1, you know, when they're individually done. I mean, it's a long way from 1.4. 1.7, it's a long way from 1.4. So clearly it's closer to my side than your side. And that's the important part here. It's a lot closer to my prediction than your prediction.
Well, because
and frankly, it can't be in between. So it really does have to be one or the other is the right answer. And clearly your experiment is just so shitty, okay, that there's some fog. But in my opinion, the fog is clearly not enough to destroy what is obvious, which is it's going pretty close to twice as fast.
Being fired off the lever at the same time as each other, so it's inevitable that one goes twice the speed.
Yeah, so at least you got that part right. When they're both on the lever, you can't change the fact that the outside of the lever has to go twice as fast. But the fact is that same fact is still a fact when just one of them is on the lever. It's still an absolute fact that the two parts of the lever have to move exactly the same because, frankly, it's exactly the same weight. The spring on the other side, when the little yellow thing is out there, or the blue thing is there, the spring on the other side just sees weight. It can't tell that, oh, it's the yellow one's on the end. It can't tell. It's just weight. It's just pushing against a force. And it's the same force, and it's pushing the same amount. And they have to realistically, the lever has to move the same.
Yeah, but that's not the case when you find...
Well, it is the case. It is very close to the case. You've basically proven the case.
That zero line to when it reaches the four and a
half. So this is where he's counting
the soundtrack
frames.
Will go out of sync with the division because my...
So he's just going to do the frame counting. And again, it's going to be because of fudgy lines. And of course, the faster one's going to be more difficult because it's going faster, so the frames get a little bit more urgent in terms of how much something's moving and how much it needs to be off. So a little bit of inaccuracy in the variable frames that your camera's producing, and you're going to get inaccurate counting frames. So if he had done it, where like I said, he just runs the two, put the yellow one in here on one side, put the blue one on this side. Now, I could do it, but I'll be doing it to a completely already edited video, so it's already been edited out of use. You really need the original clips and then do the editing to the original clips. So if he provides a link to the original clips, then maybe I'll do that.
My computer doesn't like playing back.
So he's even talking about how his computer doesn't like doing it. You know, and again, so... But anyway, so he's just counting
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I think 20 is fairer, really.
So 20, and the other side's going to be 11, 11 this, 11 that, 11, 11, 11. So it's going to be 20 and 11. Pretty damn close to, you know, half.
That's on the edge of the start line.
See, he's saying it's on the edge of the start line, but no, this whole edge is fuzz. It's just fuzz. So a whole one can be the difference here. Where he decides to say one matters, because then you have the difference between 19 and 20. The difference between 19 and 20 is 0.9 and 0.8. Okay, it's a big difference. Just one count too many is a big 10% difference in the total. So you just have to recognize that, yeah, this isn't exact, is it? No, it's not very exact. So, and again, the counter is a guy who wants to prove that it isn't half, okay? He has an incentive, okay, to cheat a little, or a lot, frankly. So the whole video.
13.5 again for the yellow. That's a regular thing.
So he says the only situation where half the mass start line really is twice the velocity. And that means the only way where it's exactly twice, right? So it's a little off. He doesn't say, well, it's just a little bit off. So no matter what Goofy says. So again, I'm not the Goofy guy. You're the Goofy guy saying 1.7 proves 1.4. 1.7 decisively disproves 1.4. It's so far from 1.4. It's a decisive difference. 14, 19, big difference.
5, it went 13. And it's also the only one where the green ball was slower than 20, you know, the 27.5, 20.
Again, the reason why when you put two of them on, you get a different result is because the lever in that case is diluting the result. You can't get twice because the lever, you're still pushing the lever. So when you have one mass, you only have 9 pounds plus the lever, 7. And then the other case, you have 18 pounds plus 7. So you have very different total numbers of mass the spring is pushing. The spring isn't pushing twice the mass. The spring's pushing twice the mass plus the control.
Yeah, 29. Jump to 33.
So here's where Steve, you just keep saying it over and over again. Don't be confused. 1.7 is 1.4. I just need to cut the edge of the lever off. I need to break the control that both of them are supposed to be in, the controlled environment both of them are supposed to be in. I just need to break that. It's like saying in a vacuum experiment, I just need to take the vacuum away and I would have got the right answer.
No, it's the other one comparatively, because they were being sent off separately, not at the same time, off one. Sorry, I'm struggling to get my point across.
Yeah, you're nuts.
The only time. The whole point of this video is to illustrate that the only time you achieve that 2-to-1 race relationship is when you send them both off the...
So I understand, okay? Just understand that if all I needed to do was change the 19 into, you know, a 20, or I changed the 11 into a 10, yeah, and we got 1.9. We're getting closer and closer to the number 2, okay? 2 is my prediction. 1.4 is his prediction. You got 1.7. You get it?
The lever at the same time, so that the 2-to-1 relationship is forced, which is analogous of Gary's so-called lever demonstration.
So again, he hasn't done this, is just so sloppy, and look at all this, you know, this is where he just starts talking about cutting the lever off.
And it's so much I want to get out at once before I'm busy over the weekend. I don't want people getting the wrong end of the stick by me rushing anyway.
So anyway, this video has no context, so we don't know when he actually made this. Could have been 2 months ago. So he's talking like he wants to publish the video, but he doesn't publish videos when he makes them. And if he does, then why doesn't he explain the Mythbusters video? So just explain the Mythbusters video. Quit posting this old crap and post the Mythbusters, your debunk of Mythbusters. Show what they did wrong. Show how their clay experiment is shitty and illogical. And doesn't get to the truth.
The energy that spring can put into that one mass is going to be exactly the same as it can put into the half mass. The joules are going to come out exactly the same. The input and the output joules are the same.
You can't have the same momentum and the same joules output because of the V squared, retard. They can't have the same answer.
But the results are different. The half mass should be 1.4 if the lever was massless, if the lever wasn't longer than it needed to be.
So he said longer than it needed to be. Obviously, it has to be the same length. It has to be the same amount of, it has to steal the same percentage of energy from both of them. And that's exactly what it does. If you cut the lever, then you're cheating in favor of one or the other. Again, like I said, I could argue that, well, because the lever doesn't have to push the big heavy ball, you could make the lever thinner. So you could make the lever lighter. Because you don't need the big, you don't have to push the big heavy one anymore. So you can make the lever lighter. So just cut it in half. Obviously that would be cheating. But he's too stupid. Like I said, he knows so little physics. He's just too stupid. So this is just the, you know, punching 11.5 divided into 19.75 and coming up with 1.69. Okay. So kind of meaningless. I mean, I'd say very meaningless, but whatever.
And the yellow, we had 13.5.
So this is useless, just because this is a comparison between when both of them are on the lever. When both of them are on the lever, you're not getting a 50-50 result because your weight, you have to include the weight of the lever, and the weight of the lever isn't changing. So obviously it's diluting the results. But anyway, enough of a video. I'm just saying it's just another proof. His other experiment proved me right. This one essentially proves me right again. Much closer to my argument than his argument, and certainly closer than any notion that in that experiment he demonstrated in any way that they were in any way close to the same velocity. Clearly it was closer to twice the speed than less than half the speed, half an increase. So, yeah, pretty clear. And such, and his own rationalization, his own excuse for why it's way more than 1.4 was idiotic. I should have cut the lever. Yeah, right. I should change the controls of the experiment. I should have used a bigger spring. It's the same thing as saying that. Cutting the lever off would have been the same as saying, I could have used a bigger spring. Yeah, right. It would have gone faster if you used a bigger spring. It would have gone faster if you used less lever. Yeah. But the same is true for the yellow one. If I used a bigger spring, it would have gone faster too. If I used less lever, it would have gone faster too. Too stupid. All right, so that's probably enough. It's enough of, you know, it's a long video again. But whatever. So again, he just keeps talking as if he's proving something. It doesn't make any difference. It's proven. Blah, blah, blah. And nah, these experiments are shit. Frankly, they're so close to being just absolutely useless. Yeah, their use value is just so small because of how sloppy they actually are. But anyway, so. Till next time, this has been a DraftsPhysics.com. Debate physics also, but again, you can see the form of the debate. Not much point. So there won't be any counter-arguments. They won't do what I request, which is show me how the Mythbusters experiment is fundamentally flawed. Show me how it isn't a pretty convincing piece of evidence against the existence of mv squared. All right. Anyway, till the next time and such.